coming up on this episode of the MD and Chef Team Show.
If we know we have the chronic stress, okay, let's reduce it. But also with these tips of reducing stress, then we don't actually turn it into a chronic stress. But because when we understand that and live these tips as we have a stressful life, then we'll learn to relax, manage it, and it's okay.
Welcome to the show from the MD and Chef Team. I'm Dr. Isabel, medical doctor here at the MD and Chef Team. And who are you?
And I'm Chef Michael, culinary nutrition expert. I'm the chef part of the team.
And what are we going to talk about, babe? Now, I can say that because he's my husband.
Yes. Well, then we'll be talking about marriage, relationships, parenting, intimacy.
Ooh.
We'll talk about mindsets of success, overcoming depression, anxiety. I'll be getting into functional nutrition, recipes and tips from the kitchen. And we're going to both get into how to live a long, healthy, vibrant life.
Yes, I love it. Our mission is to help you prevent and reverse disease and give you hope in the process.
Oh yeah.
We like to have fun too. So let's get on with the show. Hello and welcome to the MD and Chef Team. I'm Dr. Isabel, and today we get to hear from Chef Health Coach Michael. Hi, babe.
Hi, babe.
He's my husband, so I can say that.
That's if I'm on a podcast. Oh, hi, babe. How are you, my dear?
Great. It's
been almost 3 minutes since I saw you last. Yes, well, I'll tell you, today we're going to be talking about a topic that is dear to my heart because it's something that I've had to work on, still continue to work on, that I've had to learn how to be managed and make it manageable. So today we're going to talk about chronic stress. Okay.
Great
now, before you just say, oh yeah, I've heard it all. I really highly encourage you to continue to listen to this podcast. Because chronic stress, one of the things Isabel and I have seen with our clients who have everything from mental health issues to anxiety and depression, overwhelm, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's to dementia, this is one of those areas that they pretty much all have, that there's been some kind of chronic stressors in their life that's just been taxing their brain, working their brain, and overusing their brains to cause a problem there. It's not the only thing, but it is actually a huge thing in our lives that can affect our mental well-being
and
our overall health.
And would you agree that instead of dealing with the chronic stress, we learn how to escape from it by drinking, eating, shopping.
Addictions, basically.
Yeah. Just to numb the pain.
Numb the pain and also hide from it. I mean, you get everything leading from anxiety, depression to suicide, you know, through that chronic stress just driving somebody psychotic.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I would just want to clarify, when we're talking about chronic stress, we're talking about long-term stress, not like, oh, I've got to move this week. Okay, that's a stress for right now. Or, something happening right now, or maybe just whatever events that are temporary that happen right now, that's a difference. So when I'm talking about chronic stress, I mean stress that just days upon days, months, weeks, even decades, that's just there and it's niggling at you all the time. Just that little kind of pinging every day, like, just there constantly. And it might not even be huge, but it's just always there, kind of knocking you in the back of the head constantly. And it just grind, it's a grind and it wears you down. And that's the kind of stress that I'm talking about, that type of chronic stress. Now, what I want to say about that is, please understand, it's not avoidable. We cannot avoid stress. Chronic stress, yes, I'm going to talk about how we manage it, but stress is not avoidable. Things are going to happen in our life that are going to stress us out. You know, it might be in our careers, something's going on. It might be in our family life, something's going on. It could be in our health, something's going on. finances, something's going on, relationships. There's always going to be something going on that's going to be a stressor in our life. But it's learning how to respond and handle that that allows us to not be a chronic stress. Because when we don't manage it, when we don't handle it properly and learn how to do that and have, shall I say, techniques and action steps for us to be able to handle stressors, that's when it leads to become a chronic stress. It's just constantly there and we've never taken care of it. We've never dealt with it and it's gotten the best of us. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I see it so much.
So what I want to start off with is just a little bit about us humans and the effects of chronic stress on our body and the systems of our body. And I'm not going to get into everything in total detail. We're just going to do the 30,000 foot view. So we'll do that. So brain and nervous system, understanding that chronic stress activates that fight or flight response, keeps us in this constant state of almost worry and fear and heightened anxiety. It damages our areas of the brain that are responsible for memory and learning. So bad. It raises our risk of Alzheimer's and dementia. What about our heart and our blood vessels? It raises our heart rate. It raises our blood pressure. It gives us a risk of high blood pressure and heart disease and stroke. I mean, listen to all these things that stress does to our body to affect them in a very, very negative way. How about our respiratory system? It causes shortness of breath. And worsens if you do have asthma, you know, or any kind of breathing problems. It makes it even worse. It can cause us to have shallow breathing, which over time can lower our oxygen to our organs. Again, that's no good.
And I do want to interject here is that whenever our body notices that we're shallow breathing, then that signals to the brain, you are stressed. And that's why slow breathing, especially with the exhalation, tells the brain, I'm safe. Because if I've got time to breathe slow, then I've got time to de-stress.
And that's one thing we're talking about tools, and how to manage it. One of the tools, How about our adrenal glands? They release cortisol at a stress hormone. So that kind of gets heightened. And long-term elevations of the cortisol can give us risks of other health conditions. In our musculoskeletal part of our body, it causes muscle tension, tension in the neck, tension in headaches, migraines, all that going on. In our reproductive organs, it makes us lower our libido and fertility, can cause menstrual irregularity, gives us severity of PMS. All these things are going on.
Again, PMS is already hard enough.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to dive into that one as a husband and a father of two daughters.
And a wife. A husband.
I've seen that plenty.
Yeah.
And I won't dive into that area too much more. That could get me in trouble.
No, you're good.
Hey, and then in the digestion area, it lessens the blood flow to our digestive organs due to the fight or flight response. It can trigger digestive pain and gas and bloating, nausea, loss of appetite, all those things in our digestive area, and can contribute other kinds of inflammations and poor gut health.
Issues, yeah.
So all those we listed there, effects of chronic stress throughout our body.
Yeah.
When you hear all that stacked upon one after another, you wonder why there's some very ill health out there.
I mean, it makes perfect sense why everybody is so unwell, because they're so stressed.
Yeah, yeah. And we see this with, I would say, at least 9 out of 10 of our clients, there's some kind of an underlying chronic stress that's been a contributor to why they're unwell.
Right.
Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, so now let's talk about how we can help to reduce that chronic stress, because that's the key. Because when we're reducing it, first, if we know we have the chronic stress, okay, let's reduce it. But also with these tips of reducing stress, then we don't actually turn it into a chronic stress. But because when we understand that, and live these tips as we have a stressful life, then we'll learn to relax, manage it, and it's okay. We're telling our brain and our body, hey, yeah, there's some stuff going on, but it's going to be okay.
Right.
And that's really what we want to be, you know, encouraging our mind and our body to understand it's going to be okay.
And encouraging ourselves to understand that we're in control of this.
Yes.
We are in control of whether we respond or we react. And reacting always just makes the stress even worse, right?
Yes.
And when we respond, we're responding to bring peace and quietness to our body, saying we're safe, we're loved.
Yes.
Yeah. So peace, I think peace is one of the big things that you lose with chronic stress, because you're just constantly agitated and you can't, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. I know. We both know.
I agree.
That's why we love this topic.
Okay. So some tips for reducing chronic stress or even daily stress so we don't have chronic stress. You touched on one earlier about breathing. Learning that, you know, if I am starting to get some heightened feelings and that, you know, seeing it, understanding it, feeling it, recognizing it, and slowing everything down and start taking some deep breaths in and out and just, And it's amazing if you do that, even just 4 or 5 times, how everything just slows down, calms down, and go, okay. And you can actually, if you're in a situation and you feel heightened as far as tension, stress, if you just take 4 or 5 deep breaths in and out, it's amazing how it slows it down. You can actually think and you can move forward. And even sleeping at night, as we get into talking about sleeping, one of the best things you can do before you go to sleep is take some deep breaths and allow everything to slow down and relax.
And one of the things I wanted to share with you here is it's very important to understand that you're in control of your breathing if you focus on it. Our body, our brainstem will breathe for us, but we're in control of slowing it down. And one of the things I teach people is to breathe in 4 counts, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then blow out 6 counts. It's always the blowing out. The exhalation needs to be more than the inhalation, because that signals your brain, I am able to take good breaths. And it's that exhalation, the extra breath, the extra 1 or 2 breaths. Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So that beautiful breathing. Meditation, prayer, whatever it may be for you, just understand on a daily basis, it is so good to have something quiet time, whatever works for you, but especially before you launch out into the day, having some kind of a daily routine where, especially in the morning and at night before you go to sleep, having, whether it's 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, we all have different amounts of time as far as, you know, how much we prioritize it and how busy our schedule is, but at least giving yourself a few minutes to just be quiet, be peaceful. Whatever your spirituality is, whatever you believe in, go there.
Let
your mind relax. Get connected before you launch out in the world. And if during the day you find yourself in just having one of those days, then step aside, go relax, sit outside in a park bench if you need to. Give yourself a chance to just, okay, I'm going to meditate, I'm going to pray, I'm going to be quiet, I'm going to have some solitude time. And do that every day as you need to.
Because self-care is not being selfish.
Not at all.
People have the permission to take good care of themselves.
Yes. Beautiful.
That's something we had to learn, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, most definitely. It brings up another one. Spend time in nature. Have you ever noticed that when you get out amongst nature, it just feels good? It's releasing. It's nice. Brings a smile on your face. You just, Yeah, it's to get out into nature, enjoy nature. Actually, the old saying, smell the roses, enjoy the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. All the goodies that are out there. Yes, I was going to go into a song.
I was just going to say,
birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees, something like that. But do notice them. Do notice them. Relax in them. That's a really good de-stressor. Whether you can do it every day, not, I don't know your personal schedule, but whenever you can, even if at least once a week, you can get out into nature and go for a long nature walk, gives you that chance to unwind and reflect and restart. If you can do it daily at whatever break you might have during the day, if you can do it for 5 or 10 minutes, fantastic. Get out in nature.
Are you afraid of having Alzheimer's? Well, you don't have to anymore. You see, the most up-to-date medical research now shows us having Alzheimer's is an option. Yes, you heard me right. Having Alzheimer's is an option. You can learn how by having your very own personalized pre-code report. Now, you're probably asking me, what is a pre-code report? Great question. Pre-code stands for Preventing Cognitive Decline. And the pre-code report shows you what unique areas you can start working on right away. All of this has been made available by my genius mentor and medical doctor, Dr. Dale Bredesen, who has been researching this for 30 plus years and wrote the best book ever called The End of Alzheimer's. Having Alzheimer's is now an option. There is hope. For more information on how to get your pre-code underway, look for the link in the show notes. Now, back to the podcast.
Which brings me to the next point. When you get out in nature, get some exercise.
Take your clothes off. No, take your shoes off.
Take your shoes off.
Take your shoes off. And get Mother Nature into your bloodstream with those grounded. Negative ions. Yeah.
Well, that's enough. That's the one. But I was just going to say, exercise. Get out and do something. Get the body moving. One of the best de-stressors of life is to burn some energy. Get the body moving, whether it's just in your house doing 50 squats, whether it's doing some push-ups, whether it's taking a 15-minute walk. Is doing something to get moving. It is an amazing de-stressor for the body. And especially if you just have quiet time where you're just walking and having quiet time, fantastic. Whether you do whatever exercise you are doing, but it is an amazing de-stressor to burn off that extra
energy,
you know, that cortisol, adrenaline that's running through the body, and just let that get eaten up by the body by exercising. Mm-hmm. Allow the body to relax a little bit. Oh, also what I wanted to say is when we were talking about prayer and meditation and that, another one is gratitude.
What is gratitude?
Well, for me, I feel just breaking it down simply is just saying thank you for the things you have in your life, whether you're saying it to a God, your God, I believe in God, I say it to God, but you might just say it to the clouds, the universe, whatever you believe in, or if you don't believe in anything, just saying thank you, because if you are alive and you are breathing and you can even say thank you and your brain's functioning enough to do that, then say thank you for that. But it's amazing when you have gratitude, what that will relieve and stress in your life.
Because you start seeing the good.
You start seeing the good.
Instead of just the bad.
Switches the brain that way. I know for me personally, when I'm having what I call a heavy day meaning I feel like the weight of the world is coming down on me and stress is building it up and it's all piling up on me, I find that I'm getting into a, oh, woe is me type of day. Oh, woe is me. Oh, it's happening to me. Oh, why me? Oh, why does it always kind of happen to me? Why is it so tough for me? And I find that I have to stop and go, did I have any gratitude for anything today? Was I thankful that I'm even here? Mm-hmm. And when I flip that switch and just say thankful for a few things even, all of a sudden it changes that mentality so quickly. And that stress level starts to drop. Mm-hmm. And even so, if I even take 5 or 10 minutes to do that, boom, my mentality for that day totally changes very quickly.
And that's why we pray and thank for the food. Yeah. Because you know what? A lot of people in the world don't get to eat. And for us to say, thank you for this food. I mean, thank you for the farmers that grew this food.
Yeah.
Thank you for the truckers who brought the food.
Yes.
Thank you for the salesperson that sold us the food. I mean, there's a lot of people that help us eat.
To get it to our house.
Thank you for the chefs that make the food like you. And thank you for the dishwashers like myself that clean up the dishes. You know, like, thank you that I've got dishes to eat food on.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot to be grateful for. I get to be nourished with this food. So many people just start jumping in on their food without thinking or being grateful. I mean, that's just such a perfect time to say, hey, wait a minute, I'm stopping and I'm giving thanks for this beautiful, nutritious food.
And I want to say, even if you're a person that doesn't believe in prayer and all that, it's not about that. It's about being thankful that you actually have food on your table and just acknowledging, hey, I'm very blessed. You might call it lucky. I call it blessed that I have this, and just saying, thank you that I have this.
And taking a shower is another thing.
Having hot
water. I'm just thinking, I'm thinking, you know how in the morning you're in the shower and you turn the heater, the hot water on, and it takes a long time and you're thinking, oh no, is there hot water today? Oh no, I have to take a cold shower. But then it switches in. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I just am so grateful that I get to take a warm shower. And so that reminds me, thank you for this warm water. Because
running clean water, even to start with.
Do you know how many people in the world don't get to take a shower every day?
No.
There's a lot.
Yes, yes.
Like, they have to get buckets of water.
Yeah.
5 miles away. So we're very, very, very blessed.
Gratitude.
Yeah.
Express gratitude.
Yeah.
Nutrition. I'm not going to totally dive into this today because we could probably sit here for 4 hours and talk about the nutrition size, but optimize your nutrition. And what I mean by that is pay attention to what you're eating. Pay attention to what's going on, because understanding that your body cells, your body genes are regenerating every day. Every day, your skin, you know, a certain amount, I don't need the exact amount, I forget, there's a certain amount of layers of your skin that actually every day you are shedding, just like any animal, and you're creating new skin, you're creating new cells, you're creating new genes, your whole body is a new creation. You can look it all up. Each organ is kind of recreating over time. And what's going in is what's feeding that. So you are feeding your recreation of yourself every time you eat. So that's a big
good
thought.
Point. Yeah.
So understand what's going on. I mean, I always kind of say to people, well, you know, would you, you know, if you had this dog that, you know, or cat or any animal or horse, you know, that was a racehorse, you know, would you feed them Big Macs all day long? You know,
no.
We as humans, we always try to find the best for our pets, and then we go down and go through the drive-through and just throw something into ourselves, you know, not even thinking what it is. How crazy and illogical is that? But that's us human beings. So I just want to touch on optimizing your nutrition, but then at every meal, having good meal hygiene. And what I mean by that is slow breathing and slow chewing. Breathe while you eat. Don't gulp it down.
And choke to death.
And choke. But also chew your food, because the digestive system starts in the mouth with saliva in the mouth. It's not supposed to be chunks going down. Mm-mm. It's supposed to be chewed up, basically saliva, almost mucusy food going down.
Liquid. It should be liquid in your mouth before you swallow, because that will help with the digestion.
Yes.
Does that happen in your mouth?
Yeah. So proper meal hygiene, optimize your nutrition, all that will help to lower your stress levels, because it's good for your body and feeding your body. A couple other things. One is have a hobby. Have something you love to do. So if you're all busy and have stress and the areas of your life, like your careers, whatever's going on, whether you have a business, you work in a business, whatever you are doing, maybe you're in school as a student, have a hobby. It can only be a couple hours a week, but something you enjoy to do that's outside of your normal stressful day that you go to do, and it just brings you happiness, whether it's playing a musical instrument, whether it's dancing, it might be.
Or school. Reading, or pottery, or shopping.
Just make sure that's not an addiction.
No. My hobby is shopping and looking for beautiful things.
Yeah.
And if I can afford it,
yeah.
If we have
within the budget,
like yeah. we did today, yeah. we stayed within yeah. the budget, then that makes me
yeah.
happy.
Yeah, for you, it's looking. You enjoy looking.
I like looking and buying what's affordable.
In the budget.
Yeah, what's in the board.
Yeah.
What's in the budget?
What's in the budget?
So that's my hobby, is shopping and pottery, just so you know. Yeah.
Having a hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's outside of what's causing you stress on your daily, and that'll help you out. Do that during the week. Have something that you can go do.
And sometimes being your caddy when you're playing golf
yeah.
is my new hobby to be for the rest of my life.
And if anybody plays golf, yes, golf is supposed to be not stressful. Yeah. And if you play golf, you understand why I'm laughing about that. I make sure that when I'm out there, I understand this is not to be stressful. This is a walk in the park. This is enjoyable. Arg. Why did I miss that putt? You get it if you're a golfer.
Yeah.
And one other one I want to add. Oh, there's two more, but I want to add another one in. Massage. If it's within your budget, get a massage.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's just 15-minute, whatever massage you get, 15-minute, whether it's a foot massage or a full body massage. If that's something you enjoy, it's within your budget, what an amazing de-stressor. And I know from time to time you've gotten a massage. Have you always found it amazing?
So amazing. It's the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to set aside the time. But if you've got the time and the budget.
And the budget for it.
Massage is beautiful.
Yeah, they are beautiful. That can really help. And one last one I want to talk about with tips for reducing stress so we don't have chronic stress. Is sleep. Getting 7 to 9 hours a night of quality sleep. Again, that's another one we could go on for 4 hours over, you know, the whole sleep topic.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so, so important for our optimal brain health to have 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep. I know I don't even know when this started, but whatever amount of time this started where we got into this thing of the grind, I don't know how many times I've seen influencers and others like, the only way you're going to get there is the grind. You got to, up till midnight, grinding away on whatever you're doing, and you're back up at 3 a.m. and you're in the gym by 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. You're at it and you're going again and you're sleeping, 3-4 hours, and you can sleep when you're dead type of attitude. Well,
that's not good.
Isabel found out herself, that lack of sleep, you will be dead.
Yeah.
Because it is so, so bad for your brain. We know from all the clients we've worked with and the many areas of brain health and mental health that lack of sleep is a massive contributor to poor brain health, leading to poor mental health and cognitive decline. It is a huge contributor. So please, please don't be fooled by those influences that tell you to be on the grind and just get a couple hours. Now, what I'm talking about is this chronic way of doing it. Yes, if you got a deadline on Saturday, you've only got a couple days left,
exactly.
and you need to be on the grind for 3 or 4 days to get that done, that's different. But I'm talking about being on the grind for months and years and constantly under the pump and just like, I can get by on 4 hours of sleep. I mean, I know for you, my dear, sitting in front of over 500,000 people, how many times have people come into you and said, I only sleep 4 hours a night and all this.
And I'm just used to it. They get used to it. And it's like, that's not good. This is not good. Oh, it is what it is. Yeah, that's just the way it is for me. I'm like, Doesn't have to be. And that's not good for your brain health.
No. And that's going to mess you up long term with chronic stress leading to chronic disease.
So if you want a solution for that, I can help. So can Michael.
Yes. Yeah. So today was all about chronic stress. Stress is unavoidable in our life, but that is manageable. We can reduce it. What we want to do is reduce our stress with action steps that we can use so that it doesn't turn into a chronic stress, which is then going to result in many, many chronic complications throughout our physical health, brain health, and mental health.
Exactly. Well said, Jeff, health coach, Michael, handsome husband of mine.
Thank you, my dear. Well, that's all I've got for today. So thank you for joining us out there. And we look forward to seeing you again. Well, not seeing you, but chatting with you again on the MD and Chef Team show. Bye for now. God bless you and have an amazing day.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Chef Michael here. If you enjoyed today's episode, we would love it if you subscribe to the podcast and left us a review.